Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a special Wednesday edition. It is August the 4th, 2010. Economic SOS, now more than ever. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a fight on our hands. A fight on many fronts, and the we that I'm referring to is all of us. This edition, as the last Tuesday's edition of the podcast, we'll talk about the economics of health. And many of you, I'm sure, have heard that your health is your wealth. Well, right now, ladies and gentlemen, our health is under attack. Our wealth is being pushed to the brink of bankruptcy, and many of us don't even know it. There have been stories coming out all over the internet, mainstream news, and blogs everywhere talking about the state of food in this country. The talk of increased vaccinations for children. The H1N1 is coming around again this season for the swine flu. It's being mixed in with the regular flu shots, although you won't hear that from your doctor or mainstream media. There's talk again of the dangers of fluoride in the water, and also, ladies and gentlemen, and this has been out for quite some time, but it's only now getting mainstream attention, lithium in the water. Now, if you don't know what lithium is, and I'm going to make this a little interactive for you, I want you to go to your favorite search engine, Google, Yahoo, Start page, whatever that may be. Type in lithium, L-I-T-H-I-U-M, and find out what it does. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not something that is healthy for you in mega doses. It's not something that needs to be added to the water. But the first segment, and I'm going to do this, I'm going to play a segment from a gentleman who's been talking about, well, many people have branded him as a fearmonger, conspiracy theorist, but ladies and gentlemen, the old adage still rings true that if you see a mass of people running in one direction, you run in the other direction. We have got to run away from the constant barrage of news media that is continually lying to us with a smiling face. Why do you think that newscasters don't read off of the paper anymore? Why is it that the close-ups are just so close, the high def? They're staring you right in the eye. Psychologically, they're making friends with you over the television so that they can be your trusted source for news and information. Unbiased, fair, and balanced. Ladies and gentlemen, it's lies on top of lies, mistruths, and we are going to be the victims of it if we don't see the truth. And this first segment, as I said, this clip that I've recorded off of Alex Jones' website, Infowars.com, and it's all over the internet. It's a two-part segment, and you can type this also, food, the ultimate secret. And he's talking about the massive amounts of chemicals put into the foods, the processed foods, sprayed on the meats, in the water, in the soda, that is slowly killing us. And of course we don't see it because that's the problem. If we ate a particular or a set of potato chips, drank the soda, ate this particular processed food or ate it over a week and we saw people die from it, maybe we'd stop eating it. But these things build up in your system, ladies and gentlemen. Why do you think we have the highest rate of cancers? Not just one cancer, but several. Women with fibroid tumors, men going around, and I think the medical term is gynoplastia, with breasts in men. Why do you think that little girls are going into puberty at an earlier age? Because they're eating the processed foods, not just the bovine growth hormone that was put in milk years ago and now is being taken out in some areas. It's the meat as well. It's the chicken. It's the beef. Now they're talking about salmon that has been genetically altered. Fish, ladies and gentlemen. Why? Because people have cut down on eating beef. They've cut down on eating pork, the other white meat. as if that's supposed to be healthier in the marketing campaigns, but they went to fish. So if you let these fish breed, the salmon, where do you think it's going to end up in maybe 1, 2, or 3 generations? All of the salmon will be genetically modified. Mosquitoes, they can be bred, so they say, not to suck your blood and give you malaria. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we've been told for many years that the best things were chemical companies, that they were making our life easier through chemistry. Now they're trying to make our lives easier becoming docile through pharmaceuticals, through the genetic manipulation. And many of us, I know, we don't understand this because we're too busy trying to make a living. But damn it, ladies and gentlemen, if we don't see what is going on for us, we won't have a future anything like we have right now. So I want you to listen to this clip. And then after that, after you listen to the clip, pause the recording. Pause it and go to the internet. And as I said, go to your favorite search engine and type in food, the ultimate secret. And it should take you either to YouTube or the various sites that have the video, because the video is important. You must see these products on the table. And yes, this is beyond fear mongering. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the truth. The CDC, medical researchers, people that have been working on splicing genes, introducing chemicals into the processed foods, know what this will do. They don't eat this. This is for the masses. Why do you think when you go in many stores, even now, as I said before, you go to the frozen food aisle and a majority of the foods are to be put in the microwave only, not cooked on the stove anymore? Microwaves inject, destroy, alter the structure of the food so that it's not even food anymore. Yes, you can eat it. Yes, it tastes okay, but what is it doing at the cellular, at the genetic level? We have got to wake up, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to the clip.
My friends, the information that you are about to witness from all of my years of research is the most important. It's been hidden in plain view the entire time. This is the ultimate secret. It's about to be exposed. I have hundreds of government documents, textbooks, white papers, where for over 80 years, the elite of the Western world have talked about adulterating food and water to sicken and sterilize the population for the purpose of eugenics. It's all covered in the book Ecoscience, written by the White House science czar John P. Holdren, where they talk about a planetary police state to carry out the forced sterilization. They also talk about covert systems in the water and food to sterilize the population. Now, this was written decades ago, before he was White House science czar. Now, suddenly, the stuff in this book is all over the news. They're selling it to the public as if it's a good thing. You see here before you what an average person would buy when they went shopping at the store. Not everything here is bad for you, but much of it has compounds and artificial chemicals that have been added that are extremely toxic and bad for your health. And they have known this the entire time, and they have approved them for use. Let's start with aspartame. You cannot go to the grocery store now and buy any type of even regular sugar gum that hasn't had aspartame added to it. In the 1970s, Searle tried to get it approved, and they couldn't. It took them 3 separate times because in their own studies with monkeys, large portions of them that were fed it died and contracted cancer. Now we have mainstream news articles, and the EU has done a major study finding lower birth weights, early birth, and yes, miscarriages from women that drink aspartame-laden soft drinks like Coke Zero. What is aspartame? It is the fecal matter of the E. coli bacteria. They took it and genetically engineered it. They can feed it toxic waste, and then it defecates aspartame. And it has so many bad health effects, it's just unspeakable. This is being done by design. It's also very, very addictive. But let's just go ahead and move away from aspartame and talk about McDonald's and chicken McNuggets. Now, I remember a decade ago or so reading health advisories claiming that a form of plastic that's used in Silly Putty, basically a type of silicone, was in the chicken McNuggets, but also in many other TV dinners and other foods. It is illegal in every other nation in the world to add these chemicals to the food, but it's not in the United States. The big secret is all of this was done by design by the FDA. Look at all the drugs they've approved, and then it comes out later that they knowingly approve them when these drugs are causing heart attacks and cancer. In the Nuremberg trials, it came out that the Nazis were adding sodium fluoride to the water supply in the labor camps and death camps to make the population more docile and controllable. There had been hundreds of university studies before Hitler even came to power. This is a form of forced medication. They admit that one part per million of sodium fluoride more than doubles the chance of bone cancer in boys and men. As the public became educated in the last few decades, the government industry's response was to not just put it in water, but to start adding it to thousands of products, like children's water that's mixed with their formula or with their cereal. They started adding as much as 900 parts per million in things like powdered eggs. It causes reductions in IQ. It increases sterility or lack of fertility, and it's being added to so many of the daily staples that we consume. We'll get back to food additives in a moment. But first, I wanted to look at genetically modified organisms. Did you know for many years the American people have been eating cloned beef and pork, and now they're expanding out into other forms of meat? Let's look at salmon first. Major university studies conclusively have proven that the type of genetically modified salmon that is actually a cross species, they've mixed other animal genes in with it, that when this fish is introduced with wild natural salmon, within 40 generations, all of the natural salmon are extinct. And the FDA approved this. And then they're going to allow it to be released into the wild that it isn't even a salmon. It is a cross species chimera. It is a mixture like something out of the Island of Dr. Maru, something out of a nightmare. More than 85% of the corn now consumed in the United States, and it's also starting to trend that way in Europe and Canada, is genetically engineered. It grows its own pesticide within the corn kernels so that insects won't eat it. If the insects can't eat this and live, what do you think is going to happen when lab rats or humans eat it? We have literally hundreds of studies showing that not just Monsanto's, but other major GMO companies' corn, that's the majority of corn we're now eating today in the United States, has been linked to organ failure in lab animals. The studies also show massive increases in sterility in rats and guinea pigs that are fed not just GMO corn, but GMO cottonseeds. Studies in India, Germany, and the United States have conclusively shown that when they feed the cotton seeds left over from the cotton crop from these genetically modified varieties, that the cows are having miscarriages, they are having low birth weights, or in many cases, they're simply dying. And what is in most processed foods? Genetically modified cottonseed oil. Major studies are also showing that genetically engineered crops are killing honeybees and monarch butterflies. But they don't stop there. Now they claim they're coming out with a genetically engineered mosquito that's malaria-proof that they're going to release into the open biosphere. The very genetic code of the planet is being butchered in a hostile corporate takeover. Many years ago, an executive from Monsanto was quoted in National Geographic as saying that that is their program, that they want to basically have their crops and their organisms to take over the entire biosphere of this planet. And the major genetic engineer companies have focused mainly on 8 major food crops. Now they're expanding out into hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of other plants, literally changing the genetic code of the planet. This is a genetic dictatorship. This is genetic vandalism. And that's why the Rockefellers, the United Nations, and others have built these giant armored seed vaults all over the world, not just at the Arctic Circle. And they admit they're doing it in case all of this gets out of hand.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to say that I'm a medical expert and have the hundreds of thousands of pages of documentation on all of the additives and foods and all of the dangers, but I know how to search for the information. Go and look on several websites, not just one. Go to noted doctor in Chicago, in Illinois, Dr. Mercola, mercola.com, mercola.com. Search the name Dr. Blaylock. Find out about individuals who are talking about health and nutrition. Even if you don't agree with his politics, Gary Knoll, even if you don't agree with the gentleman's philosophy, or his skin color, or whatever it may be, search out Dr. Scott Whitaker, where he talks about the sins of the medical establishment in his book, Medicines. Look at people who are definitely curing diabetes, but it's not through a pill, it's not through an injection, it's through changing your mind and changing your diet. Why do you think there's such a push for foods to sit on the shelves longer and longer, artificial food stuffs? Look at the food when you go in the store, and not just the front covering, not just the packaging. Turn it to the side and read the ingredients. And look at what you see, ladies and gentlemen. Most of them are synthetic chemicals. The chemicals help it sit on the shelves longer and longer, and it's destroying your bodies from the inside out. Now, here's another clip. And this one is from Minneapolis, 2009. A doctor, while she's not advocating putting lithium in the water, she, as a doctor who took an oath to do no harm to the patient, is saying it's an interesting idea. When any medical doctor worth their weight in salt should know that lithium is a chemical that destroys the body. Lithium, yes, used in therapeutic doses with people that have mental disorders, helps them manage better. It's a mood stabilizing drug. But ladies and gentlemen, the question is for this doctor, why didn't you denounce it? Why didn't you say it's good in therapeutic doses and medical doses for people who need it, but it's not good for drugging the water? The hell with people being docile and calm that they won't commit suicide. We need people to be angry as hell about what's happening with the food supply, with what's being put in the ground with the fertilizers, what's being sprayed on the crops with the pesticides, with Monsanto, a giant chemical company that's patented seeds that's doing things to food that God never intended. I want you to listen to this doctor. And ladies and gentlemen, I think this is indicative of a medical industry, a medical cartel. Just like they talk about the drug gangs and cartels, we have a medical cartel in this country that's only interested in maintaining their business, maintaining their welfare, because they know as people get sicker and sicker, they have to come to the doctor to get more drugs pushed on them by their pharmacy buddies. This is, and I hope I pronounce her name correctly, it's Dr. Giorgio on a Fox News station talking about the benefits, or what could be the benefits, of lithium in the water, an interesting possibility.
C32 now, with only 2 weeks left of 2009, we're taking a look back at some of the most interesting healthcare discoveries of the past year. Joining us is Fox 9 medical expert Dr. Art Kelgiorgio to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning.
First, the U.S. has been adding a fluoride to its public water supply for decades, and that's, of course, to prevent tooth decay. Well, now researchers from Japan are suggesting that we add lithium. So why is that?
Well, they're actually not suggesting it, but they're certainly looking into it. Lithium is a medication that, in prescription doses, treats mood disorders in people with bipolar disorder or manic depressive illness. And what these researchers found in Japan is that lithium is present in trace amounts in the normal water supply in some communities. And in those communities, they have a lower suicide rate. And so they're really investigating whether trace amounts of lithium can just change the mood in a community enough to really, in a positive way, without having the bad effects of lithium, to really affect the mood and decrease the suicide rate. Very interesting concept. You know, it's the same reason why we put iodine and salt, fluoride and water. There's many different examples of when we put trace amounts of chemicals in the normal supply of food or water to help people's health.
Right. Although not, this is the first where they're actually affecting people's moods and, you know, the brain. So that, I'm sure, puts up a lot of red flags for people. All right, moving on. We know the dangers of secondhand smoke, but there's also a concern of thirdhand smoke. So explain exactly what this is.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, here's another question. Did you hear what she said? One of the interesting stories of 2009. The last 2 weeks of 2009. Ladies and gentlemen, did you hear a word about this in the healthcare bill? Do you think that it's in the healthcare bill about the drugging of Americans, putting more chemicals in the water supply? And did you hear the reporter or the newscaster say that just like fluoride, this should raise some red flags, and they jump to the next item, which is third-hand smoke? Ladies and gentlemen, if you're old enough to remember two things, the first is, do you remember when they had on the back of the tube of toothpaste that if you swallowed a pea-sized amount of this, call the Poison Control Center? What is supposed to be strong enough to clean tartar and plaque and keep your teeth white, but also poisonous that if you swallow a pea-sized amount of it, it's poison? That's the fluoride. That's the abrasive chemicals that are in the toothpaste that many of us are using because we want the star-like image of white teeth, because Madison Avenue has said we look good with white teeth. What was it in the 40s that they talked about, in the 50s, on radio commercials, that was the greatest thing in the world, that would make you cool, that would make you feel like a man? Or you could feel cool as a woman. K-O-O-L, cigarettes, Chesterfields. Cigarettes, ladies and gentlemen, that product that has been taken to court many times and finally proven in the last 20 years that cigarettes do cause cancer. Cigarettes are dangerous to the body. When all of the time I was growing up, I remember my grandmother smoking a red carton, a red package of Pall Mall cigarettes, and on the side of the package it said, Surgeon General's warning, may be hazardous to pregnant women. The same as the little label that was on alcohol, but yet we continue to use these products. My grandmother continued to use because in some way, maybe, could it possibly have been, and I never asked because I was a child and that wasn't my place to ask, but maybe the cigarette helped her feel a certain way. The calming effect of inhaling, of breathing deep, despite the damaging effects of the tobacco and whatever the chemicals were that they sprayed on the tobacco crops to make them more addictive. We are at that point, ladies and gentlemen, at that point right now, that if we don't start listening to the truths that are out there, and they're not going to come from the mainstream media, because there were just an indication with this one, this Fox 9 channel news expert News expert, ladies and gentlemen, just like they have doctors and lawyers and policemen or whoever they may be as expert witnesses when you go to court. The news media complex knows that we love to hear experts. We trust them in their white coats or smiling in front of a camera on the television or in movies that they're the expert. The CSI agents that know all and can solve a crime with just goggles and lasers and their brilliance while they're out in the field in their best clothes and their muscles and the woman's body. You see, all of this, ladies and gentlemen, is being sold to us. We're being sold a bill of goods that is rotten. Rotten to the core. And as I said at the beginning of the podcast, what does this have to do with wealth? You see, ladies and gentlemen, the Social Security Administration is broke. Medicare and Medicaid aren't being funded as they once were. They're broke. So what does that mean? Tying this all together with your health, the health care bill, rationed health care, it means that the sicker you get from eating these processed foods will be the faster you will die because you're not going to get the care that you were promised in the health care reform bill, because now it has come out in mainstream media that maybe we are going to see rationed care. But you're going to pay for it starting next year in 2011 and won't really see some of the real changes until 2014. So, ladies and gentlemen, honestly, is this free health care? You're putting money into an account for 2 years until 2014 to pay for rationed health care. Care that's going to tell you that if you have a certain condition, these are the guidelines and this is the treatment that you're going to get. Although it's actually like that now, but with a deficit of trillions and trillions of dollars, ladies and gentlemen, the wealth of this country is very, very ill. We're at a point where we don't have 1 foot outside the grave and 1 foot in. In all reality, ladies and gentlemen, we have both feet in the grave right now, and we're just waiting for someone to start shoveling in the dirt and covering us up. And the only reason we don't see the dirt already falling from the sides, some of us, because the people that have lost their homes, lost their jobs, lost everything, they're already seeing the dirt being thrown on them, kicked on them. And we, the masses, we, the ones who are blessed with a place to live, a roof over our heads, warm in the winter, cool in the summer, and some food to eat, don't understand that we should be the ones looking out for the least of these. We should be printing out flyers and information, handing it to people, going in the stores, or if you see them pushing baby carriages out with bottled water in it or fluoride water for their babies to mix with the food. We know, the educated, that the food, that the fluoride that's in the water is really destructive, but because they're not our children, we don't care. You see, ladies and gentlemen, this is the delusion of the masses of asses. The delusion of the masses of our people, our mindset, to think like asses. It's time we turn it around right now. It's time you understand what real time is. We'll be back on Thursday, yes, tomorrow, to do another edition of the podcast on the economy and what's happening. Until then, go and listen to and watch the videos, Infowars.com, or type in your favorite search engine, Food, the Ultimate Secret.